The National Park Service celebrates its 100-year anniversary this month, so we're going to take a look at one of those parks here in Washington. The jagged peaks and glaciers of the North Cascades National Park have been a protected wilderness area since 1968. Writer Anna Maria Spagna has worked and lived in the park for 15 years, and she says although North Cascades National Park is not that well known, it is a truly special place.
You know, it's tucked in right on the crest of the Cascade Mountains. It goes up to the border of Washington and Canada, and it straddles the crest so that you've got west side with very wet forests and east side with, you know, the drier piney forests, and then a high country that's just magnificent. It's, you know, glacier clad and high alpine meadows and lots of jaggedy peaks, which you don't necessarily see in the Cascades proper, the Southern Cascades that are mostly volcanoes. This is a whole ragged range of its own, the North Cascades. So it's a pretty amazing place, and not that many people know about it.
There had been efforts to create the North Cascades National Park since the 20s, but it really wasn't taken seriously until the late 60s. What happened for the North Cascades to finally become a national park?
So my understanding is that there was pressure for logging to happen in one of the major drainages that comes into the Stehekin Valley, where I live now, the Agnes Creek drainage, which is heavily forested. It's now where the Pacific Crest Trail comes in, about 20 miles from Suelto Pass into the Stehekin. And so there were plans to build roads and to log, and I think that threat was finally what pushed people to make the park happen. And I also think it was part of a national mood that we had the 1964 Wilderness Act, and there was more national attention to saving these places than there had been in the past, more attention to conservation. So maybe the time was right.
Yes, and wilderness is the key here, Anna Maria. This is not just a normal national park. The North Cascades is a wilderness, a protected wilderness area. How is that different?
Well, there are protected wilderness areas in the other Washington parks as well, and within other national parks in the country. A wilderness area is basically where no roads can enter. So if you're going to go, you're going to have an experience where you're on foot or on horseback and experiencing nature that way rather than on a highway or on a drive-through road like you would in Yellowstone. I think it's particularly dramatic in the North Cascades, not only because of the scenery, but because of the relief. If you're going to climb to those beautiful meadows and see the glaciers, you're going to walk a long way up a steep trail. You're really going to earn your views and earn your experience of solitude in a place that's not developed as much as other national parks that people may be familiar with.
So a different view, a different kind of solitude. Is there anything else that we get when we visit the North Cascades National Park that is really special there?
Well, I do think that the whole experience of that much snow, that much glacier, that much water running everywhere is pretty amazing. And, of course, those glaciers are threatened now with climate change. There are researchers in the park, John Riedel, the geologist, who's doing research showing that we're losing the glaciers. But they're a particular feature, and of course you can see those on Rainier or on Baker, but that's on one mountain. And to look out at a sea of peaks that were all not only carved by glaciers but still have that snow and that water charging everywhere, I think it's a pretty special experience.
You know this well, Anna Maria. You have not only worked but lived in the park for 15 years. How did you get there?
Yeah, so fresh out of college, I was sort of lost, like a lot of people are, and I volunteered in a national park. I volunteered in a very different park, which is Canyonlands in Utah, and I loved it there so much. I spent a season, and I thought I would just spend the rest of my life there. The rangers liked me, and they said they'd hire me back the next year, and I went to fill out the application. At that time, it had about 150 bubbles you had to fill out. And I filled it out and waited till spring and then called and said, what about my job? And they said, we're sorry, we can't hire you because you missed one of the bubbles. And I couldn't believe that was the answer they gave me and started to cry on the phone. And luckily, this clerk in Canyonland, she said, oh, boy, you seem to really like quiet parks that are less visited. Why don't you try North Cascades? They're still hiring, and they don't use the bubble application. So I applied to work in North Cascades and had no idea that to get to Stehekin you have to take a ferry. You can't even drive to it. I just showed up with my friends and camped at an apple picker's camp down in Chelan Falls one night and got on the ferry the next day, and that was 1990, and I've lived here off and on since then, so 26 years in Stehekin, and for 15 of those years I worked on trail crew. I worked maintaining hiking trails throughout the park, mostly out of the Stehekin district, so I'd be out in the backcountry for 8 days at a time, spent more of my time out in the wilderness than not for a lot of those years, which is an amazing experience.
Well, we're probably all not going to get to know the North Cascades like you do, Anna Maria, but what's a way in? What's something you recommend people listening go to and experience in that park?
Well, of course, you know, I'm partial to Stehekin. I'm partial to the experience of taking the ferry and taking that long ride up Lake Chelan. And once you get here, there are so many options for getting out and seeing the park, everything from short day hikes like the Rainbow Loop, where you can get up on bluffs and look down on the valley, to McGregor Mountain, which is an 8,000-foot climb on a trail with a scramble to the very top where there used to be a lookout. And from there, you can look out and have a 360-degree view of those glaciers and meadows and the east side to the west side greenness and the east side dryness all there from one spot. And you can access all of that from the valley here. So you can come and camp or, you know, stay in cabins and yet have access to all this wilderness. It's like a threshold, a way in.
We have so much in the way of national beauty here and national parks and forests. What does the North Cascades National Park add to Washington?
Well, I think it really is the solitude. It is a place where you can come that's maybe not as busy as a place like Mount Rainier or Mount St. Helens or Olympic National Park. You know, once you get here and you get off the beaten path, you have a chance to experience this this amazing, dramatic landscape, this important part of our state and more on your own than you can other places. And I also think that opportunity to see the crest, to see how much changes in our state when you cross from the west side of the Cascades to the east, you can stand in many places actually in our park and see that dramatic shift and all the diversity that's here in the state in a way that you maybe can't see when you're always over on the Sound or on the Salish Sea.
Writer Anna Maria Spagna lives in Stehekin within the North Cascades Wilderness, right up there at the north end of Lake Chelan. She loves to take that ferry. We're tweeting out a link to the North Cascades National Park website, and it includes a couple of photo galleries of the park. You can see some of those craggy peaks Anna Maria told us about right now at KUOW.